Did you see all the dope going? All the weed?
Hi, Tammy.
How you been?
Feels fine.
Searchlight Town Advisory meeting for May 15th, 2024. Just a quick disclaimer, this meeting will be video and audio recorded, and you could find the video of tonight's meeting on the Searchlight tab for the handle on YouTube. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion related to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. If 48-hour advance request, assign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 and 702-385-7486 or relay Nevada toll free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64 Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlighttab. Board members Kyle Myers, James Allen, Kim Colton, Natalie Jeter, and Kayla McGinnis, Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. It's time I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
you, everyone. And moving on to roll call, Kyle Myers here. James Allen. Kim Colton is absent. Natalie Jeter is absent. Kayla McGinnis.
Here.
Three members are present and two absent. Moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Any public comment out there? Okay. Moving on to approval of the minutes for April 10th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes approved 3-0. And approval of the agenda for May 15th, 2024, and we'll combine or delete any items.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed 3-0. And moving on to informational items. Item number one, receive a report and updates from the South County liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding updates on the April 10th Searchlight Community Garden ribbon cutting and conditioner mat, Searchlight Park splash pad and playground project, Searchlight Park bus stop improvements, recap of the Friends of Abiquime 1 year celebration held on April 13th, 2024, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. We had a busy April. First, I just want to thank the community, everybody, for coming out to the ribbon cutting for the community garden. I know when I first started, Kyle approached me about this, and it was so great to see everybody before the town board. And I still can't believe we have one. Sometimes I didn't feel like it was going to happen. I want to thank you and our extension with Devin and Kelly for really sticking with us. We've gone through a few staff with UNR that's kind of given us false hope, and then we get let down slowly. But we got it, it's coming together. What's awesome with this is now that it's at the Searchlight Community Center, it's part of Clark County, it's part of Parks and Rec, Commissioner Neff can really start to do a lot of programming with the community garden. So we're really excited to see what kind of programming we can add to the community, from anything with like learn how to cook with the fruits and vegetables, stuff like that, of even how to garden. So we'll be partnering heavily with SBO, UNR Extension, and the county as well. So we're just really excited. And a bunch of us just walked through it today, and each time I look at it, it's getting better and better. So we're working with Real Property Management to figure out the watering of how we can get it to be more on a schedule timer. The benefit right now, though, is we still have a spout outside that we're able to water it, so it's not deserted and everything like that, and stuff is growing. But that's one of the projects we're still working on, but we're so happy that it's here, so that's very exciting. The other thing I know everyone's probably seen in town is that splash pad in the playground. The playground looks incredible. Cannot wait for it to open, the splash pad as well. Tentatively, we're looking at Friday, June 7th, of doing a ribbon cutting and grand opening. RPM's not gonna be thrilled, they're probably announced it yet, because they're under the gun, but it should be that day. There'll be more information, but kind of put that as a hold. That's also the same day we're gonna be opening the Laughlin Bullhead City Bridge. So we're kind of doing a whole day of events so that the bridge will be in the morning, and that'll most likely be in the afternoon. So I'm still working with John Advent, who is here with RPM, of kind of ironing out where it's going. But I drove by it today. It looks really cool. I'll say it. I mean, I think it's one of the best looking playgrounds in the whole county. I mean, it says Searchlight In. We listened to the community, and Commissioner Knapp was able to really push it through with that. So very excited for that. Also, the bus stop. I don't know if anyone noticed, there's a new kind of like gravel area that goes out from where there used to be a big gap between the road and the bus stop. Andrew Bennett, Public Works, and Commissioner Naft worked to get that installed. So now, anyone that has a wheelchair or anything, the bus will stop there. You can be able to get on the bus or off the bus. So it's much more ADA compliant, whereas the bus wasn't able to really help. So we're very excited that's open and able to be used. We'll kind of do a little celebration with that on the kind of park playground and everything, all the updates. Oh, one last thing about the playground I want to mention too. I don't know if people have noticed that. It used to be much closer to the street, and they've actually moved it in closer to the park. So that was one of the kind of remove and replace, but they kind of took a little liberty to make it a little safer. So it's actually farther in, which is much better to avoid having children so close to the road. So we're happy that was a little quick fix they could do for it. The other thing is I want to thank the Friends of Viquame. They had the one-year celebration April 13th, and Commissioner Naft, I represent the office, we were able to present a proclamation for all their hard work. So it was a very, very nice event, a great community turnout. A lot of people saw our garden, which was wonderful on that too, but it was really, really nice. So thank you, Judy, and everything you and your group does on that. I just wanted to let everyone know, I know Stan Colton passed away. I went to his funeral. It was nice to see a lot of familiar faces in the community. I met Stan a few times. He's quite the character, and I just want our thoughts to be with Kim and her family. It was very nice memorial and ceremony, so I know we're all thinking of Kim at this time. So, also, I want to let everyone know, and I see Jillian back there, May 27th, which is Memorial Day, Commissioner Naft will be here again as last year. We were at the cemetery. Fortunately, I won't be there. I'm going to be out of town, but I know it's, I didn't want to go, but I'm going to, no. So Commissioner Naft will be here doing the ceremony again for Memorial Day. And I want to thank Joan for everything, for getting it scheduled and all that. I believe it's 9 a.m., right?
10 a.m.
10 a.m., okay. We're doing it at 10 a.m., so we'll be at the cemetery, and Joan will probably have some more information on that. So, but Commissioner Naft is thankful again to be able to come out for that important holiday and really remember everyone that's part of it. So, and then the last thing is we have our newsletters in the back. There's a little, there's a story about the community garden here. I know I'm harping on that a lot, but there's a good story in here about that. So as always, it has a lot of good information. Please reach out to us if you have any information or any question, anything like that. One other thing I want to let the community know, I know we've got this wonderful community center here. We actually just opened the Silverado Ranch Community Center, which is in Las Vegas. It's about an hour away, but definitely check it out if you're on that way. That's been really neat in that area. It covers about 400,000 people, and they finally got a community center. So it's very nice. There's a lot of programs going on there, but you know, you're part of the Clark County community. So if you see any programs up there that you want to attend, please don't hesitate to go to those as well. You're more than welcome to. And I encourage everyone to look at it. It is very nice because it's brand new. So don't get upset, but we're excited to have more stuff in District A in Clark County that our residents can use. So with that, those are all my updates.
I'd just like to thank Clark County for putting such a focus on us out here in Searchlight. It's been really nice, and getting a lot of things done this year, and very proud to be a part of it. And Stan was a very influential person for me when coming on the town board and in my early days on the town board. I just like to say that I hope he rests in peace, and yeah, he's a great guy. So would anybody else like to have a question for Mark Moskowitz with Clark County? Anything from the board? All right, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, item number two, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area of crime concerns.
It's my first time doing one of these, so be nice to me, all right? I'm Officer Chris Swalia, S-W-A-L-L-I-A. Currently assigned to Searchlight Laughlin Area Command. Over April stats. All right, get right to it. So April of this year, we've had 24 calls for service in Searchlight, which is a 41.18 increase over April of last year. They had 17 April of last year. We did write 17 traffic citations. No DUIs, No domestic battery arrests this month. That's good. No juvenile citations. Are, as far as Terrible's and BB Motel, so Terrible's Casino has 6 calls for service in March and 2 in April. And that's it. The 2 calls to Terrible Herbs were, one was for a traffic accident and one was for a suspicious person. So, you guys are behaving, you're doing good.
Anyone out there have a question for Metro? Anything from the board? All right, thank you, officer.
NHP is definitely poaching on our territory. This stat should be way higher.
Item number 3, receive a report from Ken Bolton, Searchside Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
There is a report, yep.
We have a report from Ken. Kayla, would you like to go ahead and read that one?
So, Searchside Volunteer Fire Department, total calls ran in April 2024 were 8, which consisted of 7 medical runs and 1 automobile accident. This is a 33 decrease from April of 2023, which had 12 calls of service. As we get into warmer months and barbecues are used more frequently, remember to use proper fire prevention safety tips. Use propane, charcoal, and wood pellet barbecue grills outdoors only, and place your grill well away from the siding and deck railings and out of undereaves and overhanging tree branches. Do not store or use a grill on a porch or balcony. Keep these tips in mind as you and your family enjoy barbecue food and
so on. Thank you, Kayla. Item number 4, receive a report from Sandra Yasinchuk, the Justice Court, regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Hey, hi, good to be here. Good to see everybody. Searchlight Justice Court. Court for month of April 2024, Sandra Sunshine. Okay, court calendar, arraignments, we had 23, status checks, 24, all hearing trials, 26, not to include walk-ins or traffic. Actions taken, I put an explanation on here, because there was a little bit of confusion last report, because I had divided out some things. So, criminal misdemeanors involving non-moving violation or speed which is over 30 miles an hour. This charge has nothing to do with a commercial vehicle or CDL. Both agencies are able to write this criminal citation. And then I changed it back to the old way because, anyways. New civil citations filed 198, criminal misdemeanor citation filed 72, probable cause 4, new criminal complaint filed from the district attorney, 3. Cases closed, 322. New active warrants, 10. Criminal court dates are always a Tuesday and Wednesday every other week. This month in May, we had it the 7th, then we'll do it again on the 21st for criminal. Traffic will be the 8th, which we have, and then again on the 22nd. All court dates are open to the public and begin at 10. Any questions?
Any questions out there for Sandra? Anything from the board? All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And on to item number 5, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Hi, good evening. Kathy Flanagan, Las Vegas Valley Water District in Erie, Campbell. Water use for April was 3,030,000 gallons. That is a reduction of 420,000 gallons when compared to April of last year. And we had no major leaks or breaks to report. Aaron, I don't know if you have anything else.
We didn't have anything else. I mean, we have been reaching out to customers still with leaks that are showing up. Like I said, some of you are probably getting the phone calls if you have swamp water. Obviously, that's going to show up at triple ports really low. We did respond to one address where it's like 4,000 gallons a day. It happened to be on vacation, so. Like I said, we are trying to be proactive. Again, you guys are a tight-knit community. If you see water come out of somebody's property, knock on their door first. If you can't get a hold of them, by all means, feel free to give us a call. We'll get out.
I promise I fixed my leaks.
I have a citation for you in my truck. So a swamp cooler, because it tends to have a constant flow of water, the supply line, it will show up, like we'll see that on our meter, on our metering system, and then it will, you'll get a phone call. Usually when it's something like that, it's a really small amount, so you'll see, you know, it can be 10 gallons an hour. Like I said, when we were like looking at it manually a couple years ago before they came with the automated one, we kind of set a threshold just ourselves where it's like, okay, if it's like a half a gallon or more, we were making contact with people. This one here, the automated one, if it's 10 gallons an hour, which is a very, very small leak, you'll get a call. You'll get a call, you'll get a text message. So if you have a swamp cooler and you're getting those calls, I'm not saying don't check and see what, you know, may be going on around your property, but a swamp cooler can show up on that and give you that notification. So, but that is a normal thing with swamp coolers. So.
Oh, thank you.
No, no problem.
Thank you. Is there any other questions out there? All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Item number six, receive a report and information from Maria O'Brien with Help of Southern Nevada regarding services.
She wasn't able to make it.
She wasn't, yeah. She'll be probably next month, right?
Yes, Friday.
Hopefully, next month, yeah.
Okay. She wasn't able to be here tonight. Do we have any of these flyers? There are flyers from Help of Southern Nevada regarding the no-cost weatherization programs in the back if you'd like to find out more information about the program. Item number seven, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. And James is going to go ahead and take care of that one for us.
Okay, so our statistics for April is treated at an average of 38,000 gallons per day. Last year at the same time, 46,000 gallons per day. So we're looking at a increase of about 8,000 gallons per day. No sewer service complaints for last month. And make sure you call before you dig. You want to chop up a sewer line somewhere. That's all I have.
Thank you, James. Item number eight, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
No report.
No report. No report from Parks and Rec tonight. Item number nine, receive a report from Kelly Wooer, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
But I'm not Kelly, I'm Devin. T-I-L-M-A-N. Hello, everyone. It's a little nerve-wracking up here. Wow. University of Nevada, Reno Extension. That's us. We just completed the 4-H urban gardening curriculum last week with the elementary school. We plan on providing a Junior Master Gardener series this summer on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 at the library, beginning on May 29th and running through July 24th. And I think there's a break in there for June 19th. Older participants will have the opportunity to become certified master gardeners by completing designated tasks and projects through the AP class. Our 4-H curriculum for the elementary school will continue in the fall, beginning with simple machined unit, where the students will get to build bridges, domes, catapults, and rubber band cars. Kelly and I would also like to offer a teen scene for the older kids on a different day, possibly Friday afternoons after school, if we can get enough interest. UNR Extension can offer robotics, archery, flight, drones, home ec, art, really any type of curriculum the youth of Searchlight want, we can get it here. And because you have an awesome librarian, we can implement the library. And we, at the library or the park, for this age group as well. Kelly and I will be on hand this Sunday to assist the volunteers with filling in the new garden beds with the soil so the community can start planting. We will have our wheelbarrows and shovels ready to go at 7 a.m. Any and all are welcome. And then I assume everybody knows how to get a garden bed when they want one, when they're ready to start gardening. Probably see Michelle in the office to start here in the community center. You'll get in contact with us. We'll give you a contract to sign. Our garden beds are free, so this is totally a great opportunity. Finally, we will be back in attendance at the Summer Festival in June to assist Searchlight and the library at the park. Our plan is to have a reading to live creatures and bookmaking area, as we are always trying to interest the little people and implement literacy in some fun fashion. Any questions for me?
Any questions out there for Devin and you and our extension? Anything from the board? Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Item number 10, receive a report from Tyler Young, the Searchlight Library, regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hello, Tyler Young, manager of the Searchlight Library, Y-O-U-N-G. So the first update is Summer Challenge is now underway. It actually just started today. The program is going to run from May 15th to July 31st. We have pamphlets over at the table. If you guys want to grab some, you can also do this online. If you get any of the pamphlets, just bring it back to the library. You guys get to enjoy reading. I do the hard part blocking for you so you can win prizes. We also want to mention, as Devin brought up, next month we're going to hold the big celebration in the town park to promote summer reading and to bring the community together. We partnered with the SBO, Commissioner Knapp's office, as well as the police. We will have food, prize giveaways, a face painter, and we've been told the SBO will bring a water slide to the park for us. Hopefully you'll all come out and join us. It's going to be Saturday, June 29th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. We have flyers right here on the back table for all of our upcoming programs for May. We also have the flyers for the summer celebration, as well as the treasure chest is on that table, full of free giveaways for everyone here. This is all stuff the library has to promote summer reading. Chip clips, luggage tags, notebooks, phone chargers, sunglasses. Go on back there and help yourself with anything you want. That's it.
Any questions out there for the Searchlight Library? Tyler, again? Anything from the board? Right, thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank you.
All right, item number 11, received a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. There was a knockdown stop sign that was reported last month. That was already been taken care of. It's kind of quasi public works, but it's mostly an NDOT issue. The street lights on Highway 95 were out for quite some time, but I'm happy to report that NDOT was able to get them restored. And that's all I have this month. Is there any questions out there? Concerns? Anything from the board? Thank you. Item number 12, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Judy Bunker, Grant Bus Road. This is from friends of Abiqua, Maine. Normally we discontinue the groundskeeping on the Saturdays in the summer, but we're going to have one last groundskeeping at Walking Ducks Ranch on June 1st. I believe that's a Saturday, isn't it? And that'd be from 9 till 11. And then there will be tours of the ranch house and a program. Spencer from Great Basin Bird Observatory will do a Birds of Abiquame activity at that Saturday event. So some folks might want to come out and meet them or get information on local birds. And I guess we'll be continuing the tours and so on the first Saturday throughout the summer. How much groundskeeping when it's 110, I don't know. So, thank you.
Judy, real quick, did you just starting the tours back up? Or is this like just for that day for the tours?
The tour just that day.
So that's the first June 1st?
BLM has finally, after 4 years, figured we are trustworthy enough to have keys.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you, Judy. Any other announcements up there?
Sandra Sunchuk, 625 East Hobson Street, Surplay. I just want to start an annual Memorial Day barbecue. Non-political, vote for whoever you're going to vote. But if you want to come and have a barbecue and have a good time, come on down to my place, Saturday the 25th, from 2 until it's over. We're going to do a champagne toast for the military. We got catered by John and the Meats. We got games and fun and just help bring kids. It's going to be a great time. So everybody's welcome. Hope to see you there. Flyers in the back.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Any other announcements out there? James, got an announcement?
Yeah. Our little school over here, we have some issues, and one big issue that's really pressing, and I know this isn't a school board meeting, I understand that, but I have a petition in the back because the internet at this school has been out for several months. And it's almost impossible for really the kids to do any real learning. I know some of you are like, well, don't they have books? That's a different discussion. Everything has moved pretty much online, what they call Canvas and all kinds of other apps. It's impossible to use any of that if the internet is down. We're getting a lot of, well, it's the vendor's fault, it's the IT department. I work in IT, it's real easy to pass the buck, but I've got a petition back here on the board, on that table back there. If you're interested in helping get this problem solved, please sign that petition. I'm going to send it off to the acting superintendent of CCSD, as well as the superintendents, the trustees of the down there at CCSD, and hopefully we can get this solved quickly. There was one student, because doing a very critical test, they had to be bused all the way to Boulder City for that test and then come back. So it's a waste of time, taxpayer money, and just really we're not getting what we need out here to keep our kids on par with the kids in the Vegas Valley. So, again, please sign that if you would.
Can I make one comment real quick?
Absolutely.
No, I appreciate that. This is the first time I've heard of this, so I'm glad to know that, well, I'm not glad to know that it's happened, but thank you for letting me know. I will reach out to my contacts with the school district right now and send them an email and find out what's going on, and then whatever information I have, I will push that out. So I'll reach out to their like intergovernmental relations area, and then they will be able to get me to the right people. So thank you for letting me know that. I appreciate that. So.
Yeah, because this facility right here has the same internet
yep.
that goes over there just a few feet away. So something isn't right.
I'll send the email right now.
Thank you, James and Mark. Moving on to planning and zoning, we have no planning and zoning this month, as well as general business, no general business this month. Comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any comments out there from the public? No worries.
My name is Dale Russell, R-U-S-S-D-L-L, 450 Waterspout Street. I brought this before. We need four-way stops around the park now because there's a lot of younger kids that are running around that park from all directions because they're finally growing up where they can get out a little bit. So I think we need a four-way stops on all those corners. So I know it takes somebody to get killed or crippled or whatever, but it shouldn't take that. It should just take a swipe of a pen and get it done.
Hi.
Oh, one more thing. That house on Colorado Street, it's nothing but a mess. It's a fire hazard. They've had one little fire out there. The fire department put it out. But they're just, the people don't give a damn thought about anything else but their little house. And I'd like to see somebody go out there and clean it up or whatever, you know, from the county, or put crack down on those guys. That's all.
Thank you, Jeff. Do you have any other comments out there? Any comments from the board? All right, everybody, so our next meeting date is May 29th, 2024. And at this time, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming, everyone.